جی سامعین, ہم اپنے پروگرامز میں ملاقات کرواتے ہیں آپ کی ایسے مختلف اداروں سے جو ہماری کمیونٹی کا نام روشن کرتے ہیں آسٹریلیا میں رہتے ہوئے, نہ صرف آسٹریلیا کا ایز اے سوسائٹی, ایز اے کنٹری ان کا نام روشن کیا جاتا ہے, بلکہ ان کی پاکستانی ہیریٹیج یا پاکستانی کمیونٹی سے جو ان کا تعلق ہے اس کی وجہ سے ہم لوگ بھی بہت زیادہ خوش ہوتے ہیں اور سر فخر سے بلند ہوتا ہے ان کی اچیومنٹس دیکھ کر. ان میں سے ہی ایک ہیں آج ہمارے ساتھ مہمان جنہوں نے ہمارے لیے وقت نکالا خصوصی طور پر. ان کا تعارف میں چاہوں گا آپ سے کچھ دیر بعد خود کروائیں, لیکن میں ان کا نام آپ کو بتاتا ہوں. امارا راجا ہمارے ساتھ فون لائن پر موجود ہیں, بہت ساری ایکٹیویٹیز میں انوالو ہیں, لیکن جس ایکٹیویٹی کا ذکر میں آج کر رہا ہوں وہ ہے ان کی تائیکوانڈو میں پارٹیسپیشن. مزید جانتے ہیں امارا سے خود ہی. امارا, بہت شکریہ ایس بی ایس اردو کے لیے وقت نکالنے کا.
Thank you, Zain. No problem.
ہمارا کچھ اپنے بارے میں ہمارے سننے والوں کو بتا سکتی ہیں, مختصراً تعارف کروائیے.
Yeah, بالکل, of course, Zain. So my name is Amara, as you mentioned. I am 22 years of age. I am a current accounting student at RMIT. I'm working at Westpac. I'm considering starting a personal training course. And as you mentioned, I am also a taekwondo fighter or athlete, whatever you prefer to call it.
کیونکہ تعارف آپ کا تائیکوانڈو کے حوالے سے ہی کروایا ہے اور آج انٹرویو کی توجہ بھی اسی اسپیکٹ پر ہے, تو میں چاہوں گا آپ اس کے بارے میں کچھ بتائیے, کب سے آپ تائیکوانڈو فائٹر یا ایتھلیٹ ہیں؟
So, it's been about 2 years that I started taekwondo and I've participated in quite a few competitions. My training is quite intense, about 6 days I do have training every day and I go to the gym a lot to complement my taekwondo training, of course.
ہمارا کیا وجہ تھی 2 سال پہلے شروع کرنے کی, تائیکوانڈو کو کیوں پسند کیا آپ نے؟
So then I've always been into sports. I've always been very athletic. ہمیشہ سے بہت زیادہ شوق تھا sports کا. I don't think کوئی بھی sport ہے that I haven't played. Like I've literally played every sport. Lekin I guess taekwondo I wanted to start because I wanted to learn self defense. And that's the main reason that I wanted to do a martial art. جب میں نے تائیکوانڈو اسٹارٹ کیا, آئی ڈیڈنٹ نو واٹ تائیکوانڈو واز. مجھے بس تھا کہ آئی وانٹ ٹو لرن سیلف ڈیفینس. تو آئی وینٹ ٹو اے فیو ڈفرنٹ کلبس, میں نے 2-3 جگہیں ٹرائی کی. آئی ڈیڈ جیو جیتسو فور اے فیو ویکس, لیکن آئی ڈیڈنٹ لائک اٹ, آئی ڈیڈنٹ انجوائے اٹ. پھر آئی فاؤنڈ دس کلب دیٹ آئی کرنٹلی ٹرین ایٹ. میں وہاں پر گئی اینڈ آن دا فرسٹ ڈے I had a really good conversation with the coach for literally I was standing at reception for 2 hours speaking with the coach and he told me about the sport, he told me what it was and wahan se it just really, you know, it really drew me in, it really appealed to me and us din se bas I started training and you know I've never looked back.
Acha abhi tak kitne logon ko punch kar chuke hain aap? اچھا, اسٹارٹنگ 2 سال پہلے آپ نے ڈیسائیڈ کیا کہ ٹھیک ہے فزیکل اسپورٹ سیلف ڈیفینس, اس کے بعد فیصلہ کیا کہ آپ کے لیے تائیکوانڈو از دا رائٹ پلیس. تو اب اس کے بعد سے ریگولر ٹریننگ روٹین یہی ہے 6 ڈیز ٹریننگ کا؟
Yeah, bilkul, yeah. So when I started, jab main first time us club mein gayi, so the coach told me that tum, you know, you can train 2 days. So when I went the following week on my first day, I trained that day and I said to the coach ke I want to train every day. And the coach, he looked at me and he's like, you know, you'll get sick of it if you do it every day. And I said, no, I won't get sick of it. I want to train every day. So he said, fine, come every day. So bas us din se, you know, I've been going every day. I go 5 days a week and then on the weekend as well, Saturday or Sunday, I also train. So,
اچھا, ہمارا آپ پڑھائی بھی کرتی ہیں, آپ کام بھی کرتی ہیں اور آپ مزید ایکسٹرا سوشل ایکٹیویٹیز میں بھی ہیں اور اس کے علاوہ تائیکوانڈو بھی کرتی ہیں, تو اتنا زیادہ وقت مل جاتا ہے سب کو وقت دینے کے لیے, سب کو ٹائم دینے کے لیے, سب کو اتنا اٹینشن دینے کے لیے؟
Yeah, see, that's very interesting, because a lot of people ask me, they say, you know, how are you working full-time, and how are you training every day, and, you know, you're also at uni. Look, Zain, it's not difficult at all. It's very easy. It's very, very easy. You know, if something is important to you, you will make time for it. It's just a matter of prioritizing, you know, being organized. If it's important to you, you make an effort. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to make excuses. Jo log bolte hain ki hamare paas time nahi hai, you know, we're too tired. You know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's time in it. It's just a matter of priorities. It's a matter of, you know, doing what's important. So, you know, my answer is always that it's not hard. It's not hard at all.
You know, ہمارا یہ بتائیے کہ اب تک آپ نے پچھلے 2 سالوں میں کن کن مقابلوں میں, کمپٹیشنز میں حصہ لیا ہے؟
So, last year I went to quite a few competitions. My most recent one was the national championship in Bendigo. I went to the Gold Coast to compete at the Australian University Games. So that's where all students, all athletes from all universities across Australia, they come and they compete. So that was really good for me. I've competed at two state championships, the Victorian championships. I went to the Moomba Open and Autumn Open. So I think those were the major ones that I competed at.
और आपके हिसाब से हाईलाइट क्या है आपके करियर की अब तक?
I won gold at the Australian University Games. I got gold at both of my Victorian competitions. I got silver at the Nationals. So my final, you know, I lost the final fight. But you know, given that I've been in this sport for such a short period of time, you know, I feel like I have excelled a lot. You know, I've accelerated, you know, quite fast, and you know, I'm quite happy with where I am.
अभी भी आप मेरे ख्याल से किसी मुकाबले की तैयारी ही कर रही हैं?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of this month, I'm going to the Adelaide Open. So that's also it's a competition in Adelaide. So that is at the end of this month. So I think 26th, I believe. तो उसके लिए भी या ट्रेनिंग हो रही है.
मान आपने कहा आप मुख्तलिफ स्पोर्ट्स में ऑलरेडी हिस्सा लेती रही हैं और अब टाइकोंडो को भी आपने चूज़ किया. मैं पूछना चाहूँगा कितना फिजिकली डिमांडिंग होता है इस किस्म के फिजिकल स्पोर्ट्स जिसमें आप किसी भी किस्म की फाइट्स इन्वॉल्व कर लें, बेशक सेल्फ डिफेंस ही हो, फिजिकली बहुत ज़्यादा डिमांडिंग होता है. तो उसके लिए कोई स्पेशल रूटीन, मैं इसलिए भी पूछ रहा हूँ क्योंकि और लोग जो इसको पिकअप करना चाहें वो क्या क्या ख्याल रखें किस चीज़ का?
Look, it is definitely physically demanding. Stamina bahut zyada hona chahiye. You need to be able to go into that ring and, you know, be able to put up a good fight. Even though 3 rounds hote hain and it is a 6-minute fight, but don't look at it as just 6 minutes. I have training every day, and on top of that, I also go to the gym. So before taekwondo training, I am at the gym for an hour, or after taekwondo, I do go to the gym. You know, cardio, weight, because taekwondo is a full contact body sport. There is pushing involved, there is punching, there is kicking. So you need to be able to have, you know, strong legs. You need to be able to punch well to score. Because it's not just about punching, you know, it has to be, in taekwondo, it has to meet a certain threshold to be able to score. So definitely, absolutely, it is very physically demanding. You have to be fit.
आप चूंकि इतने एजाज आपने हासिल भी किए हैं, यकीनन फ़ख्र की बात आपके लिए है. और जिस तरह मैंने अपने तारुफ में कहा कि ना सिर्फ आपके लिए बल्कि कंट्री के लिए, स्टेट के लिए और पाकिस्तानी कम्युनिटी के लिए भी, क्योंकि आप उनका भी एक हिस्सा हैं. तो आपको बताते खुद कैसा लगता है मुल्क की नुमाइंदगी करना या अपने अपनी कम्युनिटी की नुमाइंदगी करना स्टेज पर और एजाज हासिल करना?
It's great, you know, it feels really great. And there's not a lot of Pakistani women that are involved in taekwondo, so it is quite saddening. You know, I do get quite upset when I see that, especially in our Pakistani society here and back home in Pakistan. I don't think there are a lot of women that are taking up this sport. So as part of my goals, I do want to create awareness, and you know, I do want to see more women in sport. I do want to work towards that. You know, I want to encourage women to take up the sport and, you know, and excel in it. Because
ये कैसे किया जा सकता है, खासतौर पे हमारी कम्युनिटी में या मुस्लिम कम्युनिटीज में, हम ख्वातीन को मजीद हौसला दें इस चीज का कि वो इस किस्म की स्पोर्टिंग एक्टिविटीज का भी हिस्सा बने, वो उसके लिए क्या करना चाहिए?
You know, you just have to do it. I myself, you know, I wish to, you know, inspire or, you know, motivate young women or, you know, any women that want to take up this sport. I want women, you know, if they look at me and I want them to be able to, you know, say that, you know, I want to do that. I want to do what she's doing. So, you know, I hope to be that image. I hope to be that person that women can look up to and, you know, try and, you know, also be part of this.
Amara, ye bataiye ki future plan क्या क्या है, आगे का आपने लाइफ में क्या सोचा है कि इसको कहाँ तक लेके जाना है?
अभी तो it is just the beginning. I've only been in the sport for 2 years, but I definitely do want to compete at an international level. Potentially, even I'd like to potentially represent Pakistan as well. I am considering going to Pakistan next year to you know, compete at the nationals there, just so I can you know, see where taekwondo is in Pakistan, see, you know, how many people are in it, because from my understanding, I don't think there are a lot of people that do taekwondo there. So I would like to go there. I would like to see see how things are there, where taekwondo stands. So, you know, like I said, potentially represent Pakistan. And also just to go there and encourage, you know, other women to also be part of this sport, you know, and train for it. So, yeah, that's you know, essentially what I'd like to do.
ہمارا آخری سوال آپ سے یہ کرنا چاہوں گا کہ وہ تمام لوگ جو آپ کا انٹرویوز فقط سن رہے ہیں, کسی بھی طبقے سے ان کا تعلق ہو, کوئی بھی زبان بولتے ہوں, کسی بھی اسپورٹنگ ایکٹیویٹی میں شامل ہوں, کیا میسج دینا چاہیں گے آپ؟
Yeah, look, I would like to say something. میں یہ کہنا چاہوں گی کہ those people جو اپنے goals یا اپنے dreams کی طرف نہیں جاتے because they think that بہت زیادہ time لگے گا, because it will take too much time, ان کے لیے I would like to say something. I would like to say that time will pass anyway. اگر آپ کچھ کرو یا آپ اگر وہ کام نہیں کرو, time گزر جائے گا. You know, my dad always used to say this to me. He always used to say that time گزر جائے گا. Whether you put effort into something or not, the time will pass, you know. So you might as well work hard, you know, محنت کرو, give it your best shot. Because you really have nothing to lose. Don't be afraid to work hard.
Amara, بہت خوب اور بہت بہت شکریہ ہمارے لیے وقت نکالنے کا. ہم امید کرتے ہیں کہ آپ مزید ترقی کریں اور ہم سب کا نام روشن کریں. ایک بار پھر SBS اردو کے لیے وقت نکالنے کا بہت شکریہ.
Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much for having me.